Welcome to the Dirt Show, brought to you by Napa Auto Parts. And today we're going to talk about all kinds of racing with stock car driver McCain Jennings. We'll also hear from Tom Wagaman at Ogilvie Raceway, Mark Witaski at Chateau Speedway, and a little more from our friends at our local Napa Auto Parts stores right after a few words from our sponsors.
When you need a trailer, you want selection, service, and someone who will be there after the sale. Zach's Sales and Service in Sherburn is this region's leader in quality trailers from H&H, Aluma, Mission, and Easy Hauler. Whether you need a utility, enclosed, dump, flatbed, or tilt trailer, Zach's Sales and Service has over 300 trailers on the ground and ready for delivery today. Contact Zach's Sales and Service today at 507-764-2299 or see zachstrailersales.com, where service is right in their name.
BP Racing Fuels is proud to be recognized as a world leader in race fuel technology. BP's fuels have a well-deserved reputation for power and consistency, winning championships in every form of motorsports for more than 40 years. Whether sportsman or pro, methanol or gasoline, BP has a fuel to ensure optimum performance for your application. See the full line of BP's high-performance products online at vpracingfuels.com. At VP Racing Fuels, our passion is your performance.
Toner's Lake Karting Facility offers dirt oval karting at its finest. Hot laps start at noon on Sundays, followed by great kart racing from rookies to pros. Admission is always free, and pit passes are only $5. Come out and enjoy some exciting, safe, and fair kart racing at a well-organized facility. Toner's Lake Karting, located northwest of Waseca in a beautiful rural setting next to Toner's Lake. See tonerslakekarting.org for more details.
Get more muscle for your money with Dixie Chopper Lawnmowers. We've been handcrafting the toughest and fastest zero-turn mowers for over 40 years. Dixie Chopper offers a full line of residential, commercial, and industrial mowers to meet every customer's needs. Visit your local Dixie Chopper dealer today or visit online at DixieChopper.com.
Bulldog Coatings specializes in concrete coatings as well as concrete restoration repair. Hi, I'm Todd with Bulldog Coatings. Our coating systems provide a durable finished floor that is both easy to maintain and adds value to your home. The unique patented Bulldog Coatings are not limited to just garage floors. They can be used for interior flooring as well as pool deck, patio, and sidewalk applications. Our systems can be installed in as little as one day and year-round. We are a locally owned family business ready to serve southern Minnesota. Visit us on Facebook or call us for a free estimate. 837-9773. Let Bulldog protect your floors.
Partnering with hog and cattle producers throughout the United States, Altenburg Construction has 30 years of experience in the slat replacement business. Altenburg Construction also uses a custom wash bay to ensure biosecurity to protect your herd. Whether you need an entire site or a single slat, stop into one of their two locations in Louisville, Minnesota, or Zering, Iowa. Call 888-435-2210 or see AltenburgConstruction.com.
This is Justin Melke from Melke Oil Company, this region's premier VT race fuel dealer, and you're listening to the Driver Segment on The Dirt Show.
Welcome back to the Driver Segment here on The Dirt Show, and today we're going to talk about stock car racing with driver McCain Jennings. And McCain, you began your racing career on dirt bikes and quads at a very young age. You had the need for speed early.
Yeah, my first race ever on anything was in 2004 in Humboldt, Iowa. They had a late race, and so I had a dirt bike. My parents had bought an acreage, and a bunch of the people in Algona were like, hey, you should take him down there and do that. And kind of got hooked, and then it was next level. You know, you had the 65, and then we had an 85, and then for a few years we were racing both bikes. And then my brother wasn't a big fan of the dirt bike, so he had a four-wheeler, and then he was too young to race out of sanction. And my dad woke me up one morning, and he's like, do you want to go to church, or do you want to go race four-wheelers? And I said, being a kid, I was like, well, I want to go race a four-wheeler. So we took that down to Fort Dodge, and then we took off with four-wheelers, and then the dirt bikes kind of got put on the back burner because we were so good on the four-wheeler. And then that really took off. And by the time I was 17 years old, I believe, I was in pro class locally. And then I started racing the national GNCC from Florida to New York and all in between, and ended up winning a pro championship in Iowa my last year racing full-time. And then ended up third at the GNCC in the College A class.
You are also an ice racer and still are racing motorcycles on ice during the off season, and you also race snowmobile periodically.
Yeah, me and my buddy Austin Wolf, he used to race modifieds, and he's who actually got me more involved in the race car stuff, him and his dad. We and Mark Miller, he used to race national level dirt bikes back in the day. after work at like about 3-4 o'clock. We go out and race for a half hour almost every day on the ice on the dirt bikes. And then we're really lucky. We have some races locally, like 4 or 5 in the winter that we hopefully get in on the dirt bikes. So we race the pro class in that. We're pretty quick just because we're so fortunate that we all get a ride together and practice and we got good equipment and stuff. And then on the snowmobile side, we have a race in Clear Lake every year called the Jack. Previously, now it's called Midwest Sled Fest, but there's just a whole bunch of classes for old snowmobiles. And I like the old snowmobile stuff because I bought like 14 or 15 snowmobiles, and I think I only have like $2,000 or $2,500 invested in my whole program. I just took them all apart, got the parts I needed, built them all up, and I think I raced in 9 classes over there in one day. We didn't have it last year, but the year before I was able to win the Stud Boy, the big race at the end. I mean, we've had a lot of success, but when it comes to motors, I like anything. I just want to be involved and be doing something and keep my sense of speed up all year round.
When did the idea or opportunity come about to race something with a little more mass and a roll cage around you?
Well, I was so successful racing the four-wheelers, I'd never really wanted to give that up, and the plan was to keep going with that throughout. But I had got my 8th concussion whenever we were down racing at Loretta Lynn's Ranch in Hurricane Mills, Tennessee. We were leading by enough, we still won the race. And then on the way home, I was just out of it again, and just after concussion stuff. And whenever we got home, we kind of just sat back, looked at the big picture, and my parents weren't going to tell me yes or no. They wanted to leave it up to me, and I just said, you know, there's more to life than being a freaking vegetable. So we decided that it was time to look at different options, and my dad told me that there'll never be a race car on his property. So him and my mom left to go shopping somewhere on a weekend, and I called John Weeman up, and I had already looked at the race car, and whenever my parents left, I called one of my buddies, and we got an open trailer, and we drove down and picked it up and dropped it off at his house. And whenever he came home, he had a smile on his face, but he's also a little upset, and my mom kind of laughed, and it kind of just took off from there. It's the safest option we could find.
You picked up your very first stock car win on June 3rd of 2021 and had to pass Derek Green, Donovan Smith, and Kelly Shryock to get it done.
Yeah, that was one of those nights where everything just kind of fell into place. It was a good night. I was going to get very bottom dominant, and I just knew that slower was faster, and they didn't give it to me. I could definitely feel some backdoor pressure. Those guys know how to touch you and not move you, but get you upset. But everything just kind of fell into place there that night, and I was able to get it done. But yeah, if it wasn't for racing with guys like that every week, Donovan, Kelly, Derek Green, whenever I started Jake Masters and now he's racing again, all those guys, I give them props for all my success because they'll never hand you a win. They'll always race you hard. They'll always race you clean. It's always going to be aggressive, but they will never intentionally take you out. And I like to model my racing off of that. I will never intentionally take you out. I will race you aggressive. I'll race you clean. I'll give you one lane. It might not be a very big lane, but it's going to be a lane. Just people like that have definitely made me fast. I mean, my parents coming up, we were never the person that's like, oh, if we stay in, say, B class versus pro, we could get a bunch of wins. I was always the guy, no, I want to go the next step. And I didn't get a lot of wins. Like, even when I was racing four-wheelers, whenever we started in pro class, I didn't get my first win for, I think it was my 3rd year in pro class. I mean, we were up there. We were fast. But it definitely made me faster racing with those guys versus if I was down a class or two getting wins, I wouldn't be as fast. So my parents always taught me to be the best versus you have to beat the best, and that's what we're trying to do every single week.
Your home track is Kossuth County Speedway in Algona, Iowa on Thursday nights. The guys behind the scenes at that track, promoter Ron Reefer, flagman Logan Kelly, and track announcer Chad Meyer, have a passion for racing and want to see it blossom in that town and on that track.
Yeah, they definitely put the work in and everything. I don't think they were even getting the results they wanted last year from the track. They did some work in this off season, and I've gone down and looked, and I'm very optimistic to see how their changes are going to go over. Last year just got a bad reputation for Algona. I mean, I stuck through the worst nights and the best nights with them. When it was on, God, it was good. But every track's going to have those down nights. Algona just got to the point where if they had a bad night, it just got put on social media. And, I mean, they were trying. You can't take that away from them. But it just got away from them a couple nights, and you're going to have that. I've been to a lot of tracks where it's gotten away, and people are just like, oh, it's going to do that. Well, they didn't give Algona the chance. And there was nights I was upset, but the worst thing you can ever do is take to social media because it just hurts everybody. And I wish people wouldn't have done that, but done, it's over with. The track's definitely putting in the work to try to make it better for us and better for them and better for everybody. So I'm optimistic to see what the changes do.
The Salute to Veterans has a special meaning to you personally because you have veterans in the family on your wife's side.
Yeah, her cousin Nick Gillen, he was a veteran. He's always been close to her side of the family and everything, and I got to know him. He's a great guy, very big family guy too. He always looks out for everybody. And then also on my side, my great-grandfather, he was a veteran as well.
When it was announced that you were going to be one of the specialty wrapped cars for the tour, did you ever imagine that your American flagged theme car would get that much attention?
No, I didn't even know what my car was going to look like or nothing. Me and Jason, the process, a lot of people know how it goes, but Jason, he calls and he talks to a select few guys, kind of feels them out, sees what their plans are, their goals. I was honest. I told him my goals, my plans. And what he told me stood out the most was my goal was I was going to win the Algona Track Championship because the year before I had come second to Kelly. And Kelly was out there, but it was within grabs. And I told Jason, I said, Kelly Sharrock is fast. He's a great race car driver, but I just know I have enough in the tank. Like, I want to beat him. I want to do it. I feel I can. And that stood out to him, and we ended up getting it done. Kelly didn't come the whole year, which upset me. I wanted to be able to beat him for the championship. Would I have been able to? I don't know, but I was definitely going to try. But the Salute to Veterans deal was absolutely an amazing experience. My car looked killer. It was more than I could ever imagine. Those guys are awesome. The Wounded Warriors that you get to hang out with all day, they help Jason and Bernie and them put it on. They were cool guys, great personalities. And then the veterans you meet at all the PR stuff we did was just absolutely amazing. Some of the stories we heard were awesome. I can't say enough good things about that whole entire organization and what they do for the people. It was definitely eye-opening, and I'm just absolutely honored that I was able to be a part of it.
Last year's Salute to Veterans race in Algona, you won the heat and finished third in the feature. You were right there with a chance to win.
Yeah, we had a very good run that night. It just got very locked down to the bottom, and I just kept waiting for everybody to move up, especially off of two. I could really hold it good and low off of two, and we kept picking them off. And then we had all them cautions, which is hard because then, like, you were starting the inside or outside. At one point, I dropped all the way back to, I believe, six just by one restart. So then you got to get yourself back to the bottom, get picking off again, which is tough. But we had a lot of good momentum coming from the night before over in Spencer. Whenever we had led, I would say 75% of the race, and then Kelly ended up getting around us on the top. And that was just a mistake on my part because whenever you're, I wouldn't say I'm getting mature at this point or a better race car driver, but at that point in the season, I was just like, oh, I'm winning on the bottom. I'm going to stay on the bottom. And I should have moved up to the top when I started seeing his nose because it was obviously faster, which Kelly could roll the center so good that night. I don't know if I could have beat him still, but we ended up second that night. So it was just a good week. Boone was rough, but you'll have those nights. But it definitely was a great opportunity. I was very happy with how well we were able to represent.
This year's Salute to Veterans Tour is offering a special race at each stop. You'll be involved in a stock car race of champions.
Yeah, that's a very cool deal that they're doing. They cut out the sport compacts at all the tracks and then the cruisers at Algona. So I think that was the right move. Some people are going to be a little upset about it, but it is just such a big night and there's so much going on that sometimes you just had to run the premier classes. It might be a biased opinion or unpopular, but it's just one of those nights that we need to give them a good show. We need to get it in a timely manner. And I'm very excited that they're adding these races to add more to the program. And it would be my biggest one of my career if I could get that race champions win. Because, I mean, you are definitely with the elite list of drivers. If a driver has won the Salute to Veterans race, I mean, they are no slouch whatsoever. I mean, they are fast. You look at even the stock car list, you got Kelly Sharrock, Jim Horsch, Derek Green, even Jake O'Neill. I mean, the list goes on and on. It's just absolute freaking wheels.
You are also very passionate about another memorial race at Algona and managed to raise over $1,800 at February's Kossuth County Speedway Banquet to make this year's event even bigger and better.
It kind of hits close to home, the Jess Weishelm Memorial Race. It's a hobby stock special. One of my biggest wins last year was I was able to win that night in the stock car. even though it wasn't extra money or nothing. It just was cool to win Jess's race. And I always really liked Jess. She was a great gal. She would do anything for absolutely anybody. She worked so well with those clients and her whole family. We've been friends with forever. And Brandon, her son, and Jamie, they're just great people. And I'm just very, very happy that we are able to keep her memory going and raising money for those exceptional opportunities, kids, to be able to come down to the booth and have an awesome night and just, you know, feel a little extra special. They are our biggest fans. I mean, they are there so much. They're always cheering us on. They look forward to that Thursday night race every single week. And it's just so awesome to be able to get them the experience they are. And whenever Jess used to raise the money for the booth every year, she used to go to race car drivers and ask for them to bring money in to get the booth one. Well, then one year I'd heard that it just kind of got put on the back burner. I wouldn't blame anybody or say it was anybody's fault, but there's just so much going on every year, and it wasn't paid for one year. So I reached out to Chad Meyer, and I was like, hey, we should do something to make sure that this is always paid for these guys and everything. And he's like, I agree 100%. So we've been raising money the last 2 years, paying for their meals, the booth, everything, making it a great experience, trying to make sure the drivers get up there, give them cards, whatever they got for merchandise, if they want to give it away, sign autographs, take pictures. They just think it's absolutely awesome. Yeah, and this year we've been able to raise a boatload of money at the banquet. We actually had a donor approach us, and they're going to cover the price of the booth this year, which is absolutely awesome that they're going to pay for the booth to keep that fund growing for years that we don't get as much money coming in, that we have that fund to keep it going for years and years to come.
Racing has its ups and downs. You rolled your stock car at Kossuth County Speedway in Algona in May of 2023, then came back picking up 4 feature wins and a Kossuth County Speedway track championship at the end of the year.
Yeah, it definitely was not the way a guy wants to start the season, the third night. But, I mean, it was honestly the best thing that's ever happened in my racing program. We went into the corner, and the guy behind me came in too hot, tapped us, got us in a free slide, and we caught the rut that I knew was there. There's nothing I could have done. I did what I thought I should have done, and I just put the car all the way to the floor, hoping I'd skip the rut. And I don't know if I made it worse or if I helped, but needless to say, it ended it. And we had already been looking at this car from John Wieman. We had already talked for a year or so about possibly buying it, but the cars just never really lined up. And so once that happened, we just got a hold of him and said, hey, let's sit down, let's talk, let's figure something out. Figured something out, got her bought, and then we took it to Spencer, and we qualified for the $5,000 to win show, and then we ran the $2,000 to win makeup show in it, and we drove forward, and then we went to Algona with it, so it would have been the first night back in Algona, and we ended up winning the first night back in it, and I think we won the week after that in a row, and didn't win the next week, and then we won again. We've just had so much success in this Harris car. I couldn't ask for a better out-of-the-box car to go out and be fast in. We took some of the setup stuff that he had and put some of my stuff, kind of combined the two, and then fine-tuned from there, but it just was an absolute awesome deal, blessing in disguise, going from being mid-pack at Special Car to having a chance to win all these specials, 2-track championships. I mean, just an absolute blessing in disguise, in my opinion.
And you talk about Spencer. You were able to pick up night 2 of the Clay County Fair at that historic track and a feature win.
Yeah, the second night of the fair special, we got the win there. It was awesome. That's kind of where learning from people like Kelly comes into play. And the night before, we weren't the greatest, and they had farmed the track, and I didn't trust the top. Well, Jake Masters came blowing by everybody on the top right away, and everyone thought I was going to be slimy. So the next night, I was like, yeah, I'm going to trust the top and lean on it a little bit. So we ran the top for the first half of the race and kind of took off with it, and then we had some cautions. Well, then one of the cautions came out. I saw a guy's nose on the bottom, so I moved down to the bottom for a while. And then it was on the bottom for a while, and then I thought I saw a nose on the top, so I started going to the top whenever I saw Nielsen's nose. And I started cutting, going into one high, cutting out of 2 low and stuff. So it's just stuff like Kelly showed me, like, sometimes the top's faster. And I know that, like, if you're leading, a guy never wants to leave what's working. But whenever you're in the back and you're chasing, you got to find a way to get around guys. So really that one race, it kind of upset me enough, and I learned that you got to be searching around. You got to know what's best. So just racing against people like him, it's made me such a better race car driver, just learning and seeing how they drive and how they're reading tracks, where they're racing, how they're cutting through the corners. And like I said, I can never give enough credit to the better race car drivers that I race against.
I think it's going to be a great season of racing at the Hancock County Speedway in Britt. The new promoter, Darren Toot, has some great ideas and has been working his tail off to get that racing surface back in shape.
I had a couple friends go over to the testing tune there. I've heard some good things about it. I don't know how much we'll be over there. My plan this year is to race Algona and Spencer full-time. We might go over there for a special or two, but me and my wife had our first child in November. So I'm really trying to find the balance between work, racing, and being at home with the family and everything and making them all work out well. So two nights in a row, it's not going to work out for me weekly. The nicest part about racing in Spencer and Algona is I race Thursdays and Mondays. I mean, you're going to have your occasional Wednesday of Salute to Veterans Thursday in a row or something like that. But for now, I think we're just going to maybe hit a special or two in Britt, but I don't foresee the 517 to be there full-time this year.
Autism speaks on the back of your car. What does that statement mean to you?
So my wife, Michaela, her maiden name is Michaela Preeb. Her younger sister has autism. She doesn't really, I shouldn't say she doesn't communicate, but her communication is different. She doesn't talk and everything. It's hard to see how it affects the family until you're part of it. And it's not the easiest thing in the world. But she's a great person, has a great personality. She is funny. She is fun to be around. Whenever she doesn't want to be around you, though, she'll let you know. But it's something that means a lot to me, marrying into the family and seeing how it all works and the dynamics of it and seeing how tough it is for a family to have to overcome some of the challenges with it. But it's definitely a blessing to be able to have a happy, healthy child at the end of the day as well.
Your wife, Kayla, is a huge supporter of your racing career, and you also have some great sponsors on board this season.
Yeah, Kayla, she's definitely been awesome throughout the whole thing. Very understanding, even when I was racing four-wheelers and traveling all around the country, you know, and I go down to Florida and spend 6 days in a beach house without her to go race the net because we had raced down there, and she is super understanding of that. Sometimes she wanted me to bring her with her, but she knew that we were down there to do business and stuff. But yeah, she's been great support. She wants me to keep racing because she wants our kid to be able to remember it. So hopefully that it'll all work out that we can do that. Yeah, I just got her and my parents, Jennings Home Improvement, Dustin Fair Construction, Grassmasters, Brown Shoe Fit, BV Transport, Pickray Performance, Aishan Trailer Sales, Sportsman's Corner, Pitcher's Bar, TAE Transport, Algona Floor, Hosler Farms, Cameron Clatt Trucking, Jeb Weingarten Trucking, Ryan Simpson Racing, Icon Race Images, CFAB out of Algona, and I think that's it. But gosh, I just have so much support. I can't thank everybody enough. I mean, I definitely could not do it without them to the level we are doing it. It takes an army to run a race program, and I definitely have a great one behind me.
McCain, can't wait to see you down at Algona racing those badass stock cars because they are sure fun to watch, and thank you so much for being with us here on the Dirt Show today.
Yeah, definitely. I can't thank you enough for having me on. I mean, it's definitely an honor, and I really hope we have a great season. If no one's busy, May 4th, we are having a car show on Main Street in Algona. So hopefully we see people down there. I'm so happy they're bringing that back because I have a lot of memories of me and my dad going to those car shows as a kid, and I just thought it was so cool to see the shiny race cars. My dad would know people, and I thought that was so cool that, you know, getting to talk to race car drivers and stuff. But my car's already got some black marks in it from a night of racing. We'll see how many more I can put in at Monday night. But definitely hope to see everybody down there, and I'm looking forward to this season. Never be afraid to come to the trailer and say hi.
Jebelin Enterprise is your locally owned and operated sanitation and recycling service, offering the highest quality garbage removal and trash pickup services at great rates. Commercial, residential, construction, and industrial trash removal and recycling in Owatonna and the surrounding areas in Dodge and Steele counties. Jebelin Enterprises also specializes in roll-offs and dumpsters. Contact Chris and his staff today for small-town service at a small-town price. 528-9990. That's 528-9900.
We can all think back to the first time we experienced real horsepower. Hi, this is Corey at Byers Engine Service. Whether it's that pin-you-in-the-seat feeling of a big-block Chevy, the roar of a healthy 340, or the joy of a perfectly tuned flathead, here at Byers Engine Service, we service them all. Strip to street, dirt track to asphalt, or just cruising the strip. Stop by and check us out at 2915 20th Street Southeast in Rochester or call 507-282-5586.
Racers Cole and Kyron Anderson want to provide outstanding products for their customers at Anderson Enterprises. With their new 8-color screen printer, your t-shirts, sweatshirts, tank tops, and vests will stand out from the rest. Anderson Enterprises also provides embroidery on sweatshirts, jackets, beanies, baseball caps, blankets, and more. Besides apparel, they do racing wraps, signage, window decals, commercial wraps, banners, floor decals, and magnets. Contact Anderson Enterprises in La Center today at 507-351-9244 or AndersonEnterprises.net. Set yourself apart from the rest.
Make light work of everything with Honda's top-of-the-line family of Pioneer 1000 side-by-sides. All models sport a best-in-class engine and an exclusive 6-speed automatic dual-clutch transmission. Then there's the 1,005 miles equipped with Honda's quick-flip seating that seats up to 5 passengers. So find your next Honda Pioneer today at Trimble's Cycle Center in Austin. For your safety, read the owner's manual, wear a helmet and eye protection, always wear your seatbelt, and keep the side nets and doors closed. Pioneers are for drivers 16 years and older. Trimble's in Austin is USA's second oldest Honda dealer.
Why choose powder coating over liquid paint finishes? Maximum durability. Extreme powder coating offers a scientific process that uses electricity and heat to bake the colorful finish deep into your product. Extreme can deliver media blasting, impact-resistant epoxy primers, and durable powder coat applications to meet your needs. Custom colors and exhaust coatings are available also. Visit ExtremePowderCoating.net for more information.
Race fans, the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum in Knoxville, Iowa's newest exhibit for the 2024 race season will be our track tribute to Eldora Speedway inside our museum from April 1st through October 1st this year. You'll see 10 of Eldora Speedway's iconic winning race cars on display, along with videos, memorabilia, driver's uniforms, and much more from Eldora. All inside the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum, along with 25 additional sprint cars, dirt champ cars, midgets, super modifieds, and other open wheel race cars. The National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum is open 7 days a week, year-round, conveniently located in Turn 2 at the world-famous Knoxville Raceway in Knoxville, Iowa. So stop by the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum the next time you're in Knoxville.
Welcome back here on The Dirt Show, and I am joined by Tom Wagaman from Ogilvie Raceway. And Tom, we were talking off the air, February, March, I thought, here we go, we're going to get off to an early start. And your first show of the year was snowed out, the next three were rained out, and it sort of went back to a typical Minnesota spring.
Yeah, terrible. They teased us just enough to think we had a shot, and then, nope, we had no shot. You know, you always look back and you go, hindsight's 2020. We should have raced, but we couldn't have never raced. And we're still struggling for this weekend.
Tonight, you're going to be racing at Ogilvie Raceway Saturday night, May 4th. On a regular night of racing, what can fans expect to see for classes at Ogilvie Raceway?
A lot of the times we have the late models, mods, super stock, Midwest mod, street stock, mod fours, and Hornets.
You've got something very interesting coming up May 16th, May 17th, and May 18th. Explain the XR Super Series.
Yeah, the XR Super Series is a Barry Braun production, very high quality racing. It'll be some of the best late model drivers out there. The Midwest mods are helping them on one night. The street stocks are with them a couple nights. But you're talking about the best of both series coming, not only the World of Outlaws, but the Lucas Series guys. It should be fantastic. Very much looking forward to that. It's a big purse, and we should have a lot of big names out there.
And I can't imagine those cars on your racetrack, because the guys that travel with those series know how to hammer down and click that right rear fender off the top wall, or they also know how to feather it around the bottom, and they are going to be going for it.
Yeah, it'll be very, very good. I like to say we always have a beautiful track, but every once in a while it's not perfect. But Mr. Fisher usually has that thing really 2 to 3 lanes. And them guys up top at Ogilvie and the guys that are sitting in, not only in our regular stands or in our bar or on our deck, but the guys that are sitting right down trackside are just going to be in for a treat that night. It's going to be great. I can't wait.
Tom, you don't know how many guys, when I ask the question, is there a track on your bucket list that you'd like to race or race more? And Ogilvie Raceway is always one of them.
That's quite a compliment. I don't know what to say about that, except for the fact that the family is very welcoming, and Nate does a great job of preparing the track and taking care of the people. So I agree even though that I have trouble hearing it and bragging about it, but I agree. Our track is fantastic. And there's other tracks that are great too. And every track has a different thing that they show you. But from top to bottom, I'm a fan of our track. I hate to say it. And I'd love to hear people want to come there because I want everybody to come there and hopefully they have a good night there. I hate when somebody travels a long ways and then they have something happen right off the bat and they get a sour taste in their mouth because usually that place is very racy, and a lot of good guys race there.
A great destination for Memorial Day weekend would be Ogilvie Raceway with the return of the Mod Nationals on both Saturday and Sunday.
He's having a four-day Mod Nats this year, Chris is. So I think it starts at Princeton Speedway, right up the street, which we're also running this year. And then it runs up to Superior on Friday, and then back Saturday and Sunday to close it out, you know, at the Big O. It's always a good show. He brings in good cars. He runs a tight, quick show, and I like that.
The World of Outlaw Race in 2023, your facility was packed. Fans are already looking forward to the repeat on June 8th.
We're even stepping it up. We're adding some little extra benefits. Going to allow people to be in trackside. Could be scary, but we're going to do it. It was really, really good. Can it be better? Can it be more? Yeah, we missed it by just a half a truckload of water or this. I mean, it was really good racing, but it could have been absolutely unbelievable racing. It was so close. So I just hope that we can nail it this year and have the perfect track for them and let them guys just show their talents. The amount of people that were there, getting them in and out. So many things went wrong, but so many things went right. I mean, we had a couple of the food trucks canceled 2 days before and 1 day before. So that type of struggle, we worked through it. And the people that come to the shows are just so darn nice that they understand that. But this year, I think we're ready to kick it out of the park. We learned a lot from last year. We know what to do. And I'm looking forward. It's going to be very, very fun. It's going to be good.
July 11th through the 13th, the return of Mod Wars with the USMTS.
Yeah, my kid needs to win one of these damn things. But Daly will come in, Todd will come in, and Ryan and the rest of the crew, and they'll come in and they'll bring their guys. And their guys will come in and put on a show. Most of them guys that are in that have raced our place plenty of times. They know what they're getting into. They know she's going to be fast and she's going to be slick by the end. And I think they all love coming to our place, and I know we love having them. Our fans love it, so we're going to keep riding that horse. I'm a modified guy. Love the late models too, but I'm kind of a mod guy, so I look forward to every USMTS race we have.
And speaking of late models, August 6th, the Wissota Late Model Challenge Series is back. I just had Tyler Peterson on the Dirt Show last fall, and he loves to run Ogilvie Raceway.
Yeah, TPO is a good guy. I remember one of the first times he came there, I walked over and said they were already doing techs, and I stay the heck out of our tech area because I know people, you know. And I tell the tech guy, you tech, don't tell me where you're teching, but I want you to tech and tech hard. So I brought over some cards for Tyler Peterson after he won, and I said, yeah, you pick one of these cards. Well, I wrote on every one of them cards that were tearing him down top to bottom, ripping everything off of his engine and going through it. You should have seen his face. And I was just joking, and then he laughed. So we just did a regular check on him. But he is very, very talented and a very good racer alongside every one of them guys are good. Pat Doerr always comes and puts on a show that's just incredible. So good luck beating Pat at our track. But if you can do it, you can do it. And, I mean, there's so many. The Darrell Nelsons and them guys are always there just beating on his doors. But some reason Pat has a feel for our track, and TPO and Darrell and all the rest of them are going to have trouble keeping up with him.
The old gunslinger can still get it done, and he's been doing it for a long time.
Absolutely. I hope I didn't jinx him because I like him.
The Fall Classic, October 3rd through the 5th, it's actually your time to kick back and be a fan.
There's something relaxing about not having to open up your wallet and not worrying about, all right, how many fans are in the stands? Are we selling beer? Are we selling popcorn? What's going on? Is everything perfect? What's happening with the calls on the track? Are everybody getting a fair deal? Whenever somebody else comes in and rents the track, for me, everybody else in my family is going to laugh, but I relax a little bit more. I relax all the time, so they're always working. The rest of them are running around like they're chickens with their head cut off, making sure they're taking care of people. And I kind of weasel out on some of that and kind of just try to make sure everybody's on the track for, you know, motors are running good. And if they need anything, trying to help them. And after that, I'm trying to make sure I have as much fun as the rest of the fans. Them nice nights where you don't have to worry about the budget as much are really, really enjoyable.
the 14th annual Topless Nationals, October 18th and 19th. It's really the last chance in the whole state for race fans and racers to get together.
It's funny, last year, every time I go into that race, it's like, okay, it's a two-day, it's a two-day. Should we change it to one, you know, should we change it to two separate shows? Nope, nope. And even when it goes too long and we have so many cars there that we got to get this many cars on that track for a parade, and I sit there and I start feeling bad for the drivers, and the drivers all come up to me and say, Tom, don't ever make this into a one-day, not two separate shows. I love it. We like going to the band at night. We like just, this is an event, and it really is. This is about everybody blowing off some steam at the end of the year, every driver being able to have fun and relax and smash that pedal on your right, and let's go and have some fun. But also sit back at the end of the night and kick back in the bar and relax, whether you're drinking or not. Just have some fun with some other guys, and everybody can talk and pick on each other before the end of the year. And that's what I like about that race.
The logistics of running two tracks this season, that's going to be a huge benefit for all the racers and fans in the area. Do you have some extra help?
Yeah, we got extra help. Right now we're laughing because we're working on two tracks. And when I say we, I must have guys in my pockets because I'm not working on them much myself. But Nate is out there working. My dad's out there working. Obviously, my sisters and brother, and you know, doing apparel and getting this ready and getting that ready. So the dual track deal, I think it's going to be very good for racers. I think it's going to be very good for the fans. I wouldn't have done it if I didn't think we could handle it. And I'm sure that we can handle it. So we're getting very close. Got a new scoreboard put in. We've done a bunch of improvements out at Princeton. And when people get there, they're going to go, you can only do so much so fast. But they're still going to go, huh, that's not what I remember Princeton to be like. My goal is to make people go, this is what I remember Princeton being like 25 years ago or 20 years ago when I first used to go out there and work a corner or sit in the infield and help with calls or sit in a tow truck and help. So that's the goal. That's the track that I grew up going to and watching guys that work alongside of me every day during the week. We had two or three guys at Wagaman that raced there. That's 30 years ago when I started. So we used to go out there a lot of times. I'm really looking forward to that.
Tom, if they'd like more information on both of your racetracks this year, what are the best ways to find out that information?
It will be raceway.com. And the other one is princetonspeedway.com. So both of our websites should be up and running now and running good. Hopefully, knock on wood. That's my sister's, and I'm never going to tell her she's doing a bad job because she might quit. I don't need that.
Tom, thanks for all you do. Thanks for taking on another racetrack for all of us fans out there and keeping that one up and going. And thanks for being with us here on The Dirt Show today.
Well, thank you, Clint, for what you do for racing. People don't understand the people that go out there and help us with our race schedules, help us get a hold of fans, and just kind of help the racing community like you do. It's extremely important. So I really appreciate what you do for us.
If you have a vehicle accident, go with a professional. Bob and his staff at Midwest Collision are the definition of professionals. For over 43 years, they have dedicated their lives to collision repair along with the training, knowledge, and skills that come with the job. Go with the pros. Midwest Collision in Faribault, 507-332-2434. You bend them, we mend them. Midwest Collision.
Here's one of the most incredible lubricating products ever made, Justice Brothers JB80. It's twice as good at lubricating just about everything around the home, shop, and your car. JB80 has a penetrating action that goes straight to the problem areas and even the tightest places. Try JB80, the incredible spray lubricant that's twice as good, and it's guaranteed to satisfy or your money back.
See our display at Runnings.
Tell them Matt Justice Jr. sent you.
Fast Shafts is the premier manufacturer of performance drive shafts for race teams around the country. They're the title sponsor of the Fast Shafts All-Star Invitational at the IMCA Super Nationals and also support a number of competitive series nationwide. When you need a drive shaft, rear end parts, or yokes, purchase race-proven products from Fast Shafts, building drive shafts for 90% of the major chassis builders. Buy direct from a Fast Shaft dealer nationwide, or call 800-622-6617 or online at fastshafts.com.
Wolf & Sons Yard Service has heavy equipment. This is Scott Wolf. Whether you need a basement dug, a building removed, footings for a remodel, an RV, camper, or boat pad, rock, sand, or dirt hauled, call 455-3524.
At Arrow Race Wheels, they put their customers first and appreciate the loyalty the racers have for the company. Arrow Race Wheels is willing to work with anyone who has a question or problem. The only way to stay on top is to listen to the people putting us there. If you want to run with the winners, see arrowracingwheels.com or call 888-895-2376 today.
In a world where precision and strength unite, Rhino Ag leads the pack in land management excellence. For nearly a century, Rhino Ag has been a leader of innovation, empowering farmers and land managers to conquer new frontiers. With state-of-the-art implements crafted to work as hard as you do, Rhino Ag helps you execute land development efficiently and allows you to get back to the things you love. Rhino Ag, born to lead.
Welcome back here on The Dirt Show, and it is my pleasure to be joined by Mark Witaski from Chateau Speedway. And Mark, opener is May 10th, and I know you've been working hard to get the place ready to go.
Yeah, yes, we are. You know, with the weather the way it's been, it's hit and miss kind of deal. So, yeah, we're doing everything we can.
What classes of cars can fans expect to see on a regular Friday night of racing at Chateau Speedway?
We'll start out with four classes of USRA. We've got the A mods, the B mods, the stock cars, and the hobby stocks. And then along with that, we'll have a Wasota class, which will be the Midwest mods. And then after that, we will have the Outlaw Mini mods.
The first enduro race of the season is Sunday, May 26th, and you have some more on the schedule coming up throughout the season.
Yes, that's true. This first one, we've kind of stepped out of the box. It's not an SMP promotions deal. It's an SSI. They're based out of Wisconsin. It's a $5,000 to win based on 100 cars. It's a pretty big deal. We've never done anything like this before. We're actually invited them down to test a little bit. Most of them run the asphalt stuff, so we've invited them down to test a little bit on Saturday evening.
Now, the other enduros are scheduled later in the season.
I tell you what, the enduros, they're not as big as they used to be, but they're a lot of fun. And this whole SSI deal, we're looking for some ideas. And the guy that runs that show is very knowledgeable and very nice to work with.
And the nice thing about the groups that continually race the enduro, it's families. They've been doing it for years. And the cars that they run, some of the guys have got a lot of years out of those cars just by swapping out different motors and repairing some stuff.
That's also pretty cool. It doesn't cost a fortune. They come out and they run for a couple hours. They all get their money's worth and enjoy the heck out of it.
Friday night, June 28th, Dirt Show Night with Chevlin Enterprises along with us. We love your track, and I am looking forward to that and have been all off season.
Yeah, and you know what? I'm glad that we've got a date picked out that worked for you and for Chris. I'll tell you what, you guys do an awful lot for us, as do all our sponsors. We just couldn't do it without y'all.
And speaking of sponsors, Dirt Tracks are a great venue to promote your business. When you think about it, you have a grandstand full of potential customers, and you can talk directly to them. You can have signage out there. You can do things like have a special night. You can have a sponsor deck. What a great place to take out some of your clients to a dirt track and show them a good time. How can they find out more if they want to get involved?
There should be some information on Facebook, but the simplest way is just to call me. That's the simplest way. Normally, I might not get your call, but I will certainly return any message. And this year, we're even doing something a little different. We've got a 55-inch, probably two of them, one going through the line in the concession stand, which will have a menu on it. And at that point, we'll be scrolling through the sponsors on that same TV.
On Friday nights, when you get off of work, you don't have to go home and grab something to eat or stop at a restaurant because you have a great staff at the track and fans can get some great food. And I know on Friday nights, you offer those meal deals, which are an awesome value for a family.
Right. That's the one thing that we're really aware of. We try and keep it family-orientated. We try and keep it reasonably priced. And this year, Scott's my little brother. He's the head of the concessions. He's brought in a Black Iron Grill, so every Friday night, as long as supplies last, there'll be a special coming off the Black Iron Grill.
Also, for fans who may not have attended a race at Chateau Speedway, there are some great places to sit if you bring your bag chairs.
That's one of the unique things about our facility. It's got the hill over there, and it is a special place to sit. And there's a lot of people fill that little hill.
Also, for people who are looking at getting away for the weekend, you have camping spots available on the west end of the parking lot if they'd like to come on a Friday night and stay over and not have to drive home.
Absolutely. Unfortunately, we do only have 6 hookups available. But anybody that's got generators, they're sure welcome to pull in there and stay. It's pretty calm and quiet out there.
Throughout the regular season, you're racing every Friday night, and you continue to race through September, and there are a lot of beautiful weekends in September to enjoy racing.
Yes, we're starting probably a little bit later than a lot of tracks are trying to start, but I'm getting old and I can't take the cold. And yeah, I think sometimes we shut it down a little too early. So we're going the 20th of September. So we're going pretty much through the month of September.
I think you might know something other people don't, because starting later this year was a great idea, Mark.
Yeah, at this point, it sure has been anyway.
Mark, if they'd like to find out more about Chateau Speedway, download one of your schedules, or find out information about possibly camping overnight, what's the best way to do that?
You can like us on Facebook or look at the webpage. That's at .net. Like I said, the easiest way sometimes is to just call me.
Mark, thanks for all you do. Can't wait to see you on Friday night, May 10th at Chateau Speedway. And thanks for being with us here on The Dirt Show today.
I thank you much, Clayton, and the pleasure's been all mine.
Since 1997, Weir's Machine has been innovating the finest products in the racing industry. We also manufacture the Ultra Force Load Machines and develop the Ultra Force Suspension Software, which allows you to take your program to the next level. Be sure to check out the all-new Circle Track app, your ultimate go-to spot for race team information. Keep track of your maintenance schedule, parts list, car setups, and more. Proudly made in the USA, champions across the country choose Weir's Machine, Ultra Force, and the Circle Track app to take them to victory lane. Shop now at weirsmachine.com, ultraforcetech.com, and the all-new circletrackapp.com. Follow us on all of our social media platforms at Weir's Machine.
Homecraft Packaging can manufacture custom protective packaging using a variety of materials to meet your specifications. Hi, this is Holly. Let our professional staff design, engineer, and manufacture a packaging solution that fits your needs and budget. Case inserts, foam end caps, bulk foam to a variety of wood pallets and crates that can be certified for international shipping. Contact Homecraft Packaging today, 507-455-2899. Or see foamcraftpackaging.com, your one-source solution for packaging.
If you're in need of a worry-free power lift door, then you'll want to stop and talk with Rod French. Make a statement with a power lift architectural door on your home or cabin. Power lift doors can be retrofitted to fit an existing door opening or designed into your next commercial, agricultural, livestock, or aircraft hangar build. Stylish, functional, and built to last. Power lift doors by French's Manufacturing are made locally in Dodge Center, Minnesota by their experienced craftsmen. Contact Kelly or Rod. Power lift doors by French's Manufacturing. 374-9306.
Let me tell you, friends, about our store. It's a great place we call Miners Outdoor.
Miners Outdoor, your total source Husqvarna dealer in Blooming Prairie, has everything your yard needs. From chainsaws, leaf blowers, and weed trimmers to zero-turn mowers and everything in between. That's what being your Husqvarna total source dealer is all about. Stop in today to see the best selection in quality Husqvarna outdoor power equipment. That's Miners Outdoor, Highway 218, Blooming Prairie.
Miners Outdoor, Major Tough.
Welcome back here on The Dirt Show, and I am joined by Corey Lundy from the Sioux Falls Napa Auto Parts Store. And Corey, you are a big supporter of a lot of things racing and car related in the entire Sioux Falls area. And Cars and Coffee actually kicks off today, May 4th, from 9 a.m. to noon at the Subaru dealership there in Sioux Falls. And it doesn't cost anybody anything to bring their car out. There's good coffee, food, music, inflatables, and giveaways. And you've been involved with this for a long time.
Yeah, Mike and Sarah Schulte, along with Terry Schulte, they started this quite a few years ago. It's turned into something huge, actually. They do a great job with it. They bring in some coffees, donuts, prizes. They reach out to a lot of their local vendors. We've been a supporter of it for many years, and it just continues to grow. They really have done a spectacular job with bringing in everybody's in any make model you can think of. Last year, Terry was driving around a Porsche Tracker. So anything you've got sitting around, you can definitely drag it out, and they'd be more than happy to see you.
Then the big event coming up, July 4th through the 6th, the Gopher 50 brought to you by NAPA. Thursday night, July 4th, 7K to win feature with fireworks. Friday night, July 5th, 7K to win feature, followed by a Dylan Scott concert. And then Saturday night, July 6th, the Gopher 50 for $50,000 to win. And one of the cool things that NAPA does is a driver meet and greet on Saturday, which is one of the coolest events I've ever had the opportunity to attend.
Yeah, with the Gopher 50, we've been part of the Gopher 50 for several years. It's just a great show. And now that it's a three-night show, you can actually go to any of your local NAPA stores and buy tickets to get into it. As long as you have tickets to get in and you get there early enough, the meet and greet is incredible. Cool thing that we do, too, is anybody that has a NAPA sticker on their car will actually get extra money if they win the race. So NAPA's very involved with the folks over there. I don't know if anybody preps the track better than when the Gopher 50 is in town. It's an amazing facility and just a great time.
Corey, I know another event that's near and dear to your heart. The Ben Nordoff Memorial, old number 76, Wednesday night, July 17th, the Tri-State Late Models and the Street Stocks open up the Silver Dollar Nationals at Huset Speedway.
Yeah, the Ben Nordoff Memorial is kind of near and dear to us here at the Sioux Falls store. Ben was a customer of ours for several years now. Troy and Troy's son Blair run the Bargain Barn, and they do this memorial in memory of their father. It's definitely a great show. Last year we were rained out, so we had to postpone it a couple days, but we got it put back together and got it put on, and it's a fantastic race. What we did last year is we put together wash buckets for all the drivers, and that was our sponsorship from the NAPA. So we went out in the pits and gave every driver that is attending that show a bucket full of items that they can wash their cars with or clean up after the race. It's a great time. Awesome show.
Corey, where is your store located in Sioux Falls?
We were at 636 West 10th Street, downtown. We're three blocks straight west of Minnesota Avenue on the north side of the road.
Corey, thanks for all you do for your customers out there in Sioux Falls, and thanks for all the support of these great area events, and thanks for being with us here on the Dirt Show today.
Thank you. Have a great day.
NAPA has all the parts you need to keep your trailer on the road when it comes to towing. We carry all the towing products you need, from bearings to hitches. NAPA has the fix. We have the brake assemblies, brake controls, tongue jacks, and wheel bearings from top-of-the-line brands like Kurt. Stop by your local NAPA Auto Parts store or visit NapaOnline.com to learn more. NAPA Auto Parts, your towing solutions headquarters. Restrictions may apply. See store for details.
Hi, this is Steve from Poles Electric. Do you have electrical projects in your future? Poles Electric can help. Poles Electric offers industrial, commercial, farm, and residential electrical services in Minnesota and northern Iowa. We have 24-hour emergency service, design build, automation, underground boring, solar installation, and much more. Poles Electric has a great staff and can assist you with your electrical needs. Look us up at PolesElectric.com or call us at 507-451-1387.
Welcome to the Dirt Track segment, brought to you by Cookies, Sauces, and Seasonings.
They were racing last Thursday night, April 25th, at Mississippi Thunder Speedway in the Hobby Stock A-Main. Paul Seabrook over Scott Spittle in a USRA B-Mods. Taylor Scowgie over Eric Cans in a Modified A-Main. Jim Chisholm over J.T. Wasman in the USRA Late Models. Cade Nelson over Triton Krause in the Stock Cars. Braden Gear over Brian Malstead. And in the Econo-Mods, Marcus Barrett over Tony Bloom. Cedar Lake Speedway in New Richmond, Wisconsin was able to race on Saturday night, April 27th. In the Limited Late Models, Cade Nelson over Matthew Larson. In the Late Models, Kevin Burdick over Jake Radansky. In the Modifieds, Jake Tim over Dan Ebert. In the Midwest Modifieds, Jet Sorensen over James Trantina. In the Traditional Non-Wing Sprint Cars, Cam Schaefer over Brian Roach. And in the Super Stocks, Dexton Cook over Ron Motter.
Does good food get your heart racing? How about food that's prepared to perfection with your favorite sauces and seasonings? Friends, it's Speed the Sauce Man, and I'm here to tell you that if you love Full Throttle flavor, you're going to love our line of premium barbecue sauces and seasonings. Made with high-quality ingredients, you can trust our products to punch up the flavor of your favorite meats, main dishes, and so much more. Get winning recipes and join our sauce squad at cookiesbbq.com. And remember, smart cookies use cookies.
There's a reason we live here in Minnesota. The opportunity to spend a beautiful Saturday evening outdoors enjoying some great racing at Deer Creek Speedway. Saturday night, May 11th, is your opportunity to come out and grab some great food and your favorite cold beverage and watch four classes of USRA racing. The night kicks off with a full-fendered USRA Hobby Stocks, followed by the always exciting USRA B-Mods. Then get ready for the door-handle-to-door-handle racing with a USRA Stock Car Division, followed by the high-flying USRA Modifieds. See Deer Creek Speedway.com for more information.
Hi, this is Harvey West, and you've been listening to The Dirt Show. See you at the races.